Chapter 19. May I ask, had you any special reason for telling her that? Mr. Grewgious answered somewhat sharply. The especial reason of doing my duty, sir. Simply that. Then he added. Come, Mr. Jasper, I know your affection for your nephew, and that you are quick to feel on his behalf. I assure you, that this implies not the least doubt of, or disrespect to, your nephew. Returned Jasper, with a friendly pressure of his arm, as they walked on side by side, speak more handsomely. Mr. Grewgious pulled off his hat to smooth his head, and, having smoothed it, nodded it contentedly, and put his hat on again. I will wager, said Jasper, smiling. His lips were still so white that he was conscious of it, and bit and moistened them while speaking. I will wager that she hinted, no wish to be released from Ned. And you will win your wager, if you do, retorted Mr. Grewgious. We should allow some margin for little maidenly delicacies in a young motherless creature, under such circumstances, I suppose. It is not in my line. What do you think? There can be no doubt of it. I am glad you say so. Because, proceeded Mr. Grewgious, who had all this time very knowingly felt his way round to action on his remembrance of what she had said of Jasper himself. Because she seems to have some little delicate instinct that all preliminary arrangements had best be made between Mr. Edwin Drood and herself, don't you see? She don't want us, don't you know? Jasper touched himself on the breast, and said, somewhat indistinctly, you mean me? Mr. Grewgious touched himself on the breast, and said, I mean us. Therefore, let them have their little discussions and counsels together when Mr. Edwin Drood comes back here at Christmas, and then you and I will step in and put the final touches to the business. So, you settled with her that you would come back at Christmas? Observed Jasper. I see. Mr. Grewgious, as you quite fairly said just now, there is such an exceptional attachment between my nephew and me that I am more sensitive for the dear, fortunate, happy fellow than for myself. But it is only right that the young lady should be considered, as you have pointed out, and that I should accept my cue from you. I accept it. I understand that at Christmas they will complete their preparations for May, and that their marriage will be put in final train by themselves, and that nothing will remain for us but to put ourselves in train also, and have everything ready for our formal release from our trusts on Edwin's birthday. That is my understanding, assented Mr. Grewgious, as they shook hands to part. God bless them both. God save them both. Cried Jasper. I said, bless them, remarked the former, looking back over his shoulder. I said, save them, returned the latter. Is there any difference? Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.